brothers and sisters, and welcome once again to Food for the Journey. Today, and I'm so glad to know that so many of you are listening and that you are profiting from this. I'd like to be able to give you a lot more, but for now, I hope these 15 minutes are really helpful to you, especially in this time of the pandemic. All of us are affected. All of us are discombobulated, as I say, in so many ways. It's just not easy, or for our children, our grandchildren. It's just not an easy time. So, brothers and sisters, what we want to do, we want to be able to forgive our neighbor. Always forgive. Don't think the worst thing unless it is some egregious. In fact, even when it is egregious, determine that you are going to forgive, please. We hold too many grudges. We spend too much time thinking about how we can get back at someone. That's not Christian. It's not Catholic. And if you ask God to give you the grace to forgive, He will give it. Open your heart. He will always give it. It doesn't mean that it doesn't take a decision on our part and it doesn't take effort on our part. It does, but God will give you the grace. See, we trust too much in ourselves and not enough in the living God, who knows your every word, thought, action, knows you fully, and me too. Brothers and sisters, let us forgive others, please. That could change the whole world right there. So we'll take a look now at the readings. The first reading is taken from the prophet Daniel, chapter 3, verses 25, and then 34 to 43. Prophet Daniel now. Azariah stood up in the fire and prayed aloud, "For your name's sake, O Lord, do not deliver us up forever or make void your covenant. Do not take away your mercy from us for the sake of Abraham, your beloved, Isaac, your servant, and Israel, your holy one, to whom you promised to multiply their offspring like the stars of heaven or the sand on the shore of the sea. For we are reduced, O Lord, beyond any other nation. We are brought low everywhere in the world this day because of our sins. We have in our day no prince, prophet, or leader, no burnt offering, sacrifice, oblation, or incense, no place to offer fruits to find favor with you. But with contrite heart and humbled spirit, let us be received." That draws God so close to us when we're contrite and humble. Humble means be honest. And sometimes that costs us something. But the more we live in the truth, the more fruit we will bear in the kingdom. Remember that. With contrite heart and humbled spirit, let us be received. As though it were burnt offerings of rams and bullocks or thousands of fat lambs, so let our sacrifice be in your presence today as we follow you unreservedly. For those who trust in you cannot be put to shame. And now we follow you with our whole heart. We fear you. That means we reverence you. We put you first in our lives. We fear you and we pray to you. Do not let us be put to shame, but deal with us in your kindness and great mercy. Deliver us by your wonders and bring glory to your name, O Lord. What a reading. What a reading. Brothers and sisters, I've said this to you before, but I want to say it again. I hope I'm going to see you all in heaven. please, I know you're busy. I know you're exhausted. I know you're tired. I know that. We all are. But still, put God first. Ask him to help us, that we might draw closer to him during this season of being hibernated, so to speak. Let's open our hearts to him. Psalm 25 tells us, remember your mercies, O Lord. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from of old. They were always there from the very beginning. In your kindness, remember me because of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. He shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. Humble, humility, simply means not to put yourself first. God is first. God is first. And I'm sure his blessed mother, the Lord would want us to honor her as well. But then open your heart. Open your heart. Say, Lord, what would you have me do? That's a sign of humility. What would you have me do? Not telling God your plan and then expecting to carry it out. Well, I asked God and he didn't say no. Well, think about that. Pray a little more. You might want to hear him say no, but did he really in your heart? Do what God wants of you. And now we take a look at the book of Matthew, chapter 18, verses 21 to 35. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times? And Jesus answered and said, I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. In other words, always forgive. That is why the kingdom of God may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me. I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When the servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me. I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you. Unless each of you forgives your brother from your heart, your actual brother, but also all men, forgive always, brothers and sisters. We have nothing when we stand before God if we have not forgiven. Please. That doesn't mean you have to go back and scratch out of your mind every possible thing where you've been wrong. Don't do that. Just ask the Lord. Show me, Lord. And if there's any that come to mind, ask their forgiveness. Because God wants you with him in heaven. He wants you with him forever. He wants you to have hope and joy and life everlasting. If you will turn your heart to him now. It's hard to ask forgiveness. Pride gets in the way very easily. And we say, oh, they probably did notice. It probably didn't matter. Don't do that. If you know you've said something wrong or done something wrong, ask forgiveness. Will you please forgive me? That's all you have to say. Please forgive me for doing this or for that. And that's the beginning of building good relationships and good friendships, because people figure they can trust you. You should be able to expect it from them too. Sometimes it takes a while to get into the habit. But believe me, brothers and sisters, oh, well, you know, you can say, oh, well, he knows what I meant. He knows what I meant. No. I know when someone asks my forgiveness, honestly, I feel like my heart gets warm. And I just want to give that person a big hug and say, of course, and then it has to be off my slate. I'm not going to, in 10 years, pull up something again because I'm angry over something. No. When you forgive, God's blessing comes upon you and comes upon me. And that's what we need. God has it worked out, really. God has it worked out for you and for me. And brothers and sisters, God loves us. He loves us more than we can imagine. And he has forgiven us again and again and again and again and again. He has forgiven us if we ask him. Please count on that. Just say to the Lord, Lord, will you please forgive me for doing this, whatever it might be. And then sit in prayer for a few minutes and watch. I don't mean that God's going to come down from heaven, but you just do that and you can be sure that God has received your request. Trust him. Trust him. I have to go back and review my own life at least once a week and say, am I being kind? As I'm recovering from this stroke that I've had, people have been serving me so well, so well. And yet every once in a while I can get impatient. It's the human condition, but I have to apologize for that. And so it is for each of us. We have to open our hearts, all of us. And that gives God more room to enter into our hearts. And that's what we want. That's how we want to live. Please, brothers and sisters, please. I want you to know how much God really loves you. Open your heart. Amen. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.